Okay.
Log Talk Radio.
Okay, we're listening to Mystic Records Radio, and in light of all the attacks going on all over the world, I have a song here from the Gerbil Turds called Horrors of War. Gerbil Turd. Don't they call you Phil Turd?
Phil Turd.
Phil Turd. Okay, that's cool. So, what personal advice would you give to someone wanting to pursue a career in music?
Man, persistence and I think a lot of practice and I don't know, just persistence, man. It's like, it took me like 100 years to finally get something. So,
well,
I mean, I played a lot of shows.
It shows a lot of character, it does.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you just got to, I guess once you set your mind to it and then you want to do it, just go for it. Because sooner or later, something's going to happen, hopefully. If not, you'll have fun in the meantime.
True. This is true, and I just released your first album through iTunes, and you've already jumped up to the number one position, and that's over another band that started with 1980, you know, and there's a lot of good people in some of that music, you know. Oh, that's a compilation that I'm getting ready to release. Sorry, it hasn't been released
yet. Oh, no, that's cool. That's
but
funny.
No, well,
but
what I'm saying is you've jumped over another band that I'm not going to mention, but they were in the number one slot, and they began in 1980. And they have older members in their group like Fat Mike of NOFX and Cheetah Chrome, Rick Wilder, and the Gerbil Turds have jumped above all of them in like a month.
I like that.
And it's
that.
Amazing. Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's
and not
crazy.
Only persistence, but talent. You have talent.
Yeah, we got lucky, man. I mean, like Joe and Braden and Pat, you know, we were all kind of in semi-successful bands. And then I think I told you we just kind of got together as a joke, and then people were like, wow, that's kind of cool. It's pretty offensive and yet entertaining.
It is.
And it caught some people's ears. And then there's some songs that, like, we wrote back in the 80s that we never did record. Like, each of us had a few songs. So I think there's, like, two on that album that are old. And then the rest we just made up quick, probably within an hour.
Wow.
Every Thursday we'd get together. We'd, like, get some lyrics, you know, stupid. Pick a subject, stupid. But something
well, like
that
Horrors of War, I mean, that's a good song. What prompted you to write that? I mean, right now there's so many horrors of war going on, and I know that song was written way before we were having all these troubles, you know, worldwide.
Yeah, that song was written like in 1981 or 82.
Wow.
And
see, you already could see.
It's a trip because I was in San Francisco on the subway, kind of tripping out, and got to my aunt's house and just wrote that. I don't know, kind of like what I experienced on the subway or the BART system, whatever, that night.
Sure.
Yeah, it was weird. And then I ended up like in Fisherman's Wharf, and it was just a weird, weird night. So
in
I'm
the
back
city,
in
the city, San Francisco, and here's another song for our listeners. On that note, with being in San Francisco, here's one titled "In the City."
Yeah.
Of your music, and even people that are hearing it for the first time are like looking through the lens through which they view your music, and you've been very well received.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. And I don't, you know, I think with I think with Braden, Pat, and Joe, they're so talented in just like several different ways, and they're so quick with coming up with stuff that I think it just makes it very easy for people to kind of get into whatever they're writing or singing about.
And obviously the public are responding well to it as well.
Yeah, which is
everybody likes what you're doing.
That's, that's very cool. It's,
Yeah. So
it's different
the
from here.
Yeah. The song in the city, is that one that you wrote?
No. Braden did the lyrics, and then we all kind of do the music. Joe usually, like, figures out the root notes, and then we just go from there.
There you go.
And, yeah, all the songs are, like, stuff that we've experienced.
Sure.
So,
I think that's why people are finding it, you know, so popular and liking your music, because it's right there, you know. It's no beating around the bush.
Yeah. And shit, man, we've seen some funny stuff. So, I mean, that song's definitely not funny, but like Air Duster Ass to Mouse, that's totally true, and it's hilarious.
Right.
And, Chili is hilarious, and
Chili.
You know, it's just weird.
That reminds me of something the mentors would have sang back in the day. I like Chili. All right,
yep.
So let's play I Like Chili for your fans out there. Later on.
All right.
Bye.
Have fun. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye.